white. June 16th, 1901, typed. My dear son Edson, I wish you to understand that I am deeply interested in the work in Nashville. Do not become discouraged if you do not at once receive means to carry forward the work as you desire. The Lord lives and reigns, and if you and the workers associated with you will not fail or be discouraged, you will have help. If it were in my power, I would send you help at once, but this is impossible. I have not even the means to settle with my own workers, but I may be able to stir up those who have means to help you in this emergency. Put your trust in one who understands the situation. At this meeting, there have been many calls for help. Australia should have attention at this time. $10,000 should be raised to enable the workers to finish the sanitarium in Sydney. If I ever had a longing desire for money, it is now, when so many missionary fields are in need of help. Nigh and afar off, calls are being made for aid, and nowhere is there greater need than in the southern field. The Lord knows this. Let us wait patiently and work earnestly, doing our very best. As I go from place to place and see the many photographs in the houses of our people, filling mantels and tables till there is no place for the books treating on present truth, I am made sad. My heart aches. The matter of reproducing human faces should have a limit. And recently, the reproof has come from the Lord. What saw he in thy house? 2 Kings 20, verse 15. This question may well be asked. It is unnecessary to have so many photographs. The money expended in producing them is misappropriated, be it little or much. This reproduction of human faces is a species of idolatry. It consumes money that should be used to advance the cause and work of God. The rebuke of God is upon this display of human faces. The time devoted to handling photographs should be used in the work of God. There is missionary work to be done in every place. And let those who are preparing to be missionaries begin to deny self and restrict their desire for reading matter that is not food for the mind. The money expended for magazines may not seem to be much, but it is too much to spend for that which gives nothing in return. Those who are in God's service should spend neither time nor money for light reading. What is the chaff to the wheat? There are missionary papers that are of real value. Invest your money in that which will bless and benefit. Think of how earnestly Christ prosecuted the work of our salvation. He was under no obligation to make this great sacrifice in our behalf. Voluntarily, he pledged himself that he would bear the punishment due to the transgressors of the law of Jehovah. His love was his only obligation. And without a murmur, he endured every pang and welcomed every indignity as part of the plan of redemption. All this he did that man might be granted a probation of test and trial. What earnestness his life revealed as he sought to give value to fallen man by imputing to every repenting and believing sinner the merit of his spotless righteousness. He gave all there was of himself to work out the plan of redeeming grace. Step by step, he descended in the path of humiliation and suffering to save the souls of men and women. He laid down his life for those who were his enemies. In his life on this earth, he bore the bitter opposition and reproach of his own nation. Should we not think of what the Savior has done for us? Should we not be eager to practice self-denial and self-sacrifice for Christ's sake? He gave his precious life for us. Shall we hesitate to deny self to lift the cross and follow him who humbled himself to the lowest depths, that we might be lifted to the heights of purity, holiness, and completeness, that he might pour into our poverty-stricken souls his fullness, his riches, that he might give us peace and rest and joy, and share with us the glories of his throne. Shall we not appreciate the privilege of working for him? Shall we not devote time to prayer and thanksgiving? Heaven is full of joy. It resounds with the praises of the one who has made such a wonderful sacrifice that man might be redeemed. Should not the church on earth be full of his praises? The Lord God of heaven calls upon every human being to publish through the world the amazing love of Jesus. The thought of this love should be sufficient to cause us to abhor sin.
Those who realize that they have been plucked as brands from the burning are filled with a consuming desire to see their Savior's face. In dying for you, Christ wore your name upon his breast as a candidate for heaven and eternal life. What will you do for him? Will you unite with him in seeking for the salvation of the world? Or will you waste your money on needless things, leaving souls to perish in order that you may devote to your own selfish pleasure the means he entrusted to you for the salvation of souls? He has made it possible for you to unite with him in the work of redemption. Will you be laborers together with him? Will you take up your appointed work of self-denial? Remember that you can be God's helping hand. Keep your mission box in sight and place in it the money you are tempted to spend foolishly. Let the children see what they can do to help. Let them encourage one another to save their pennies for the Lord. And by and by, in the heavenly courts, they will see how much their mites have done to save souls. Let fathers and mothers practice self-denial and see how much they can add to the contributions made to the Southern field. I am intensely interested in this field because the Lord has shown me that it has been shamefully neglected. We need to work zealously to redeem the past. The Lord is touched with the human woe in the Southern field. Christ has wept at the sight of this woe. Let his tenderness come into your hearts. Practice self-denial that you may have wherewith to relieve the suffering of God's children. Let this same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He is the author of your faith, and he will be the finisher if you will be partakers of his self-sacrifice. Many of you enjoy a portion of this world's goods. When spending your money, think of what Jesus would do in your place. Follow his example, and you will be laying up in store eternal treasure.